broken down of the home. The broke down homes that we have. Sure, we're not weak. The home this morning, the oldest institution that God ordained and created, is broken today. It's broken today. The home, which is the place, should be the place of provisions and the place of love, is breaking down today. The home is to be a place of refuge and a home, a place of protection, but yet it's breaking, it's broken down today. The home is to be a place of kinship and dwelling, a place that we long to want to go to, and even today some don't want to even go home today because why the home is broken. Shall we not weep and bewail over the home this morning, the brokenness of the broken down homes? May I say also the home is to be a place of assurance and privacy. There will be some things private, amen, in the home, but not today. Not the media we have today. It gets all into our homes today. And we invite it in and we get paid to let it come in so they can see our broken down home. Shall we not weep over the broken down homes today? May I go on and say the home is to be a place of helps and a place of sharing. The home is. The home is one place, amen, that we ought to be able to come and help each other and share with things. The home, amen. It was a sad occasion when even the home are broken. And then what about the home being the place of memories and place of celebrations? A place where the family just can come together. I say, I think they will weep, amen, about our homes today. And preachers said, what shall we do about it? Well, I believe it also is a place of prayer. There was a time when there was family prayer in the home, amen. Not everybody's busy today. Too busy, amen. Not even to have private prayer. We can't have family prayer. Time when mom and dad and the children get together and they pray, amen. I say the home is broken down today. And could it be that we need to weep, amen, today over the home? And if it has anything to do with not just mothers and the responsibility of mothers, but it's responsibility of the church today, should not the church weep today over the brokenness of our homes, amen? It's a place, I believe the home is a place of order. Of order. It's a place where it's governed and maintained by a father and a mother, working together to make that home and shaping that home to what it's supposed to be. A father and a mother. I emphasize that. Father, amen. I'm not saying two fathers, amen, and two mothers, but I'm saying a father and a mother. I don't know about you this morning, but I saw the news this week, or this last couple of weeks, about the vehicle that ran over the cliff there in California. I saw that, but I was appalled to see the picture. I couldn't find a man. You didn't probably see. I couldn't find. I'm always looking for those things. Amen. Where's the man in that picture? Wasn't a man. There you go, brother. Two women. I'm saying this morning, the home, amen. And may I say, not only should we weep for the home, but secondly, shall we not weep because of the broken downness of our marriages? Marriages are broken down today. May I say the marriages, godly marriages, they seem to be up north, and they thank God for some that are faithful, amen. Marriage that are whole. But because of marriage, is commitment is being forsaken today. Forsaken today. Just committed to another person, committed to marriage. I think we ought to weep because marriages are broken down. Marriages, the responsibility of parenthood, where we have mothers and fathers, amen, which was, I believe, what God intended to be, amen. Adam and Eve, marriage. And then in this marriage, then there's come responsibility. And because we need to pray for our marriages, what about the training of the children? The training of the children. You know, today we don't have time to train the children. Because everybody's trying to make a dollar. I'm just a preacher now. That's all I am, amen. You can stew me, have me for lunch if you would, amen. But I'm just a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I see in the Bible is not what I see in life, amen. The marriage, amen. The training of the children. Who are to train the children? Is the nursery worker down there? Is down there at that place down there where they take the kids because mom got to drop it off there and dad's got to go to work and mom got where to train the children? Amen. The Bible said train them up in the way that they should go. He didn't say give it to the schoolhouse to train, but mom and dad are to train the children and they need to be committed to that. Committed to training the children. I said we ought to train. And then what about, I say again, the forfeiture and the travesty of open denial of holy matrimony. The marriage today are broken, amen. Today where people are just shacking up and living together. They're forsaken, and should not we weep because the marriages are broken. Man, wait a minute, preacher. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about Christendom. I can't do anything about the world, but I can do something about Christendom. Those that made professions of faith say they know the Lord, but the marriage is broken. And some of those same people, amen, they're shacking up. And I don't know many today that are shacking up. I tell the story, friend. I tell the story. I've had them come, amen, stand up and say, hey, we're glad we found this church. And I said, I'll be there down there to see you, amen. And by the time I get there, I see something, amen. And I have to be honest and say, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We cannot have you be a member of this church if you're going to shack up. I said, preacher, that's probably why y'all so small. Yes, that's probably why we so small. Because somebody is trying to take a stand, amen, on righteousness and holiness, things that will bless, amen, a life and bless a family and bless a marriage, amen. They'll be glad that they did when they do it God's way.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And not man's way. They'll be glad that they did. And they'll look back on this day, or they look back down through the years and say, well, we're so glad Bible Baptist Church was there. That somebody would take a stand, amen, for the things of God. I'm just a preacher, amen. That's all I am. I'm saying the travesty today, they'll shack up. And even, even seniors are getting involved in this too, amen. Yes, I've crossed and rode some seniors. Well, you know, my husband died and my wife died. And if I marry, amen, I'm going to lose all my funds. Still doesn't make it right, amen. God knew about that. And he's the Lord and the shepherd, amen. He's the Lord, he's my shepherd, amen. And he can take care of you, amen. Better than the government can take care of you, or your job can take care of you. God can, and God said, this is the way to do it. Walk ye in it. This is the way. Walk ye in it, amen. If we want the blessing of God upon our life, we just have to do right, amen. A preacher of old said this, and I'm telling you, I'm not that preacher, but man, he said, do right, even if the stars, amen, begin to fall from the sky. Just do right. Amen. I preach a message one day, I preach it again, in spite of everything, just do right. Do right. Do right, do right. Well, I said the home, amen, is broken down. I said marriage is broken down. Can I make just some more things? I believe the old-fashioned way works. The old-fashioned marriage works. Why, preacher? Because there's no guilt or shame in children being born. There's two people then are committed to the hard time. When the storms are coming, there are two there together to say, hey, the Bible says two are better than one. So when two are together, they